All right, class, we're going to begin with a quick brainstorm. I've got a really large word that means someone who walks. It begins with a P. Someone who walks in the back?
Person.
Ooh, person.
Pedestrian.
Great. That is it. On the count of three, in our calmest, quietest voices possible, let's all say pedestrian. One, two, three. Pedestrian. Raise your hand if you are a pedestrian. I should see everybody's hands up because we've all been walking today. Excellent. All right, I want to hear from you. What are some reasons that you as first, second, and third graders go for walks? What's one reason that you might go for a walk?
To get exercise.
Ooh, exercise. Excellent. That is one of my favorite reasons to walk. Do you think that walking is difficult exercise?
No, it's really easy.
One mic, please. Do you think that people of all different ages can go walking for exercise?
No.
Because my
babies can't.
Because my little sister and me, when I was a little baby, I could not walk at all.
So
when I first came out.
Babies can't walk, but old people can walk. And babies could be pushed in strollers, and then their parents could be exercising. Is it? It's not difficult exercise, is it, walking? We're supposed to walk at least a mile a day for our own health. At least
a mile.
That's a very good question. It's probably different for everybody.
Depends how big you step.
Depends how big you step, exactly. So we know that we all walk for exercise. Now, what is another reason that you might go for a walk? Right here?
So you maybe can play around.
Ooh.
With a friend or walk with a friend.
So if we're going and we are playing, what's a short word?
Walking.
That begins with an F. We are having
fun.
We're having fun. It's fun to go for a walk. When I go outside, I never really know what to expect. There's lots of different things happening. You can run into friends in the street. Lots of fun to go for a walk. In the back there. Ooh, to go outside and enjoy nature. That's a great reason. We've got some awesome plants in the classroom here. When we go outside, what do the plants provide for us?
Oxygen.
Excellent. So whenever I go for a walk, I'm getting fresh air. That's really important for our bodies. So not only moving our bodies is exercise, but we also get the fresh air. And in the classroom here, we've got some plants that help give us air as well. Another reason we walk, someone I haven't heard from over there?
So you can get to places you're going to?
Ding, 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 ding. That's a big one. When I came in here, I said that I ride my bike for, does anybody remember that T word I said?
Transportation.
A bicycle is my main mode of transportation.
I knew it.
But our friend over there said that she can get places by walking. So as first, second, and third graders, walking is your mode of transportation. I like to say that every journey begins and ends on foot. So every day, you're using walking as transportation. What are some other modes of transportation? We've got walking and biking. How else could you get places? Right there.
In a car.
Ooh, in a car. That's the main mode of transportation in the city.
But
it's very fast. A hoverboard. Motorcycle. A scooter. We've got those electric scooters. People are using those. We also have the type of scooters that you push that a lot of us might have.
I know too.
Of Plus, I'm going to call on people that are sitting mindfully. Right here? Yeah.
You could take a bus.
Ooh, the bus is one of my favorite personal modes of transportation. We've got school buses, and then we also have the city bus.
And trains. Trams.
Ooh.
And trolleys.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say both of those things.
And I was just trains are a great mode of transportation. This weekend, I traveled to Chicago, and I put my bike on the train. And then when I got to Chicago, I had my bike with me so I could ride it around. So that was two modes of transportation in one. That's called multimodal.
I'm going to Chicago.
Right there?
The train subway.
Ooh, the subway. There's several major cities in the country that have subways. We've got New York, Boston, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, D.C. There's lots of places that you could be where there would be a subway. All right, so we know our word transportation. Let's list some more reasons why. Hold on. We're going to only speak if our hands are up. What are some other reasons we walk? We've got exercise. We've got fun. We've got fresh air. We've got transportation. Back there. Ooh, to get our body stronger, to build ourselves up.
To go to a friend's house.
To go to a friend's house. That's one place we could go, absolutely. Right here?
To enjoy the world. To enjoy the world.
To enjoy the world. To explore.
Yeah.
Every time I go outside, there's so much to learn just from the world around me. Can I tell you one of my favorite reasons to walk?
Yeah.
One of my favorite reasons to walk is for community. When I go for a walk in my neighborhood, I meet so many people that live near me, and I end up making my community safer because I'm active in it, because I'm a part of it. It's way better than just sitting in your house and watching TV all day. If you go for walks, you get to make friends, you get to visit your friends, you get to build connections. I'm thinking of one. We talked about modes of transportation. A car was a big mode of transportation. If I choose to go for a walk, what am I not putting into the air rather than driving?
Pollution.
Pollution! Absolutely! Every time we drive, we're putting pollution in the air. A lot of the trips that we take, a lot of the journeys, are pretty close. And if we chose to walk to them rather than to drive to them, we could help the environment out a lot.
But sometimes we have to.
In the back there?
Walking your dog.
That is a great reason. Okay. Not only do we need exercise, your dogs need exercise too.
And your cat.
Walk your cat.
Walking a cat. One mic class. Walk and bike to school day. Excellent. Right there, Lillian? All right, as first, second, and third graders, are we showing up to a job every day and clocking in and earning a paycheck?
No.
No. So we don't have a lot of money. But does walking cost money?
No.
So things that don't cost money, what are they?
Free.
They're free. It's free. It's something that you can do.
Yeah. And
okay. We're not talking unless our hands are raised.
So, as first, second, and third graders, our families are going to start trusting us a little bit more as we get older to do things by ourselves. And so, hands down at the moment, they're going to start trusting us to do things by ourselves. So the things that we're going to talk about the rest of today and tomorrow are going to demonstrate to your parents, to your guardians, family, that you can be responsible, that you can be trusted to go get exercise by yourself, to go places by yourself, to go have an adventure, go check in with your friends. And there's a big word for when you are trusted to do things by yourself. Begins with an I. Someone raise your hand.
I forgot.
I'm going to start writing it on the board.
I think I know what it is. It's
independent.
Independent. Part about being independent is making decisions for yourself. Today we're going to be inside. Tomorrow we're actually going to go outside for a walk, and you're going to hear me and Mr. Anthony, who will be the other instructor, you're going to hear us say, look for yourselves. Make this decision yourself. Even when you're with a crossing guard or you're with Miss Winkelbeck on a field trip, you still have to look for yourselves. We have to start being responsible to make these decisions when we're crossing the street, to look for ourselves, to communicate with each other, because we're a community and we want to make sure that we're all safe, but there's not always going to be an adult with you. And sometimes one person makes the decision to cross the street doesn't mean it's necessarily safe. And a lot of crashes that happen with people your age are because one person runs out and the next person just follows them, thinking that it's safe without having looked themselves. So when we say, look for yourself, that's going to be your cue that this is your chance to demonstrate some responsibility. And what's happening this week with your parents?
Parent-teacher
conferences. So if you can demonstrate some responsibility on our walk tomorrow, that means you're going to get a good report during parent-teacher conferences, and then your parents are going to know, oh, you know what? My kids in second, third grade, they can probably walk to the library after school by themselves now. That's going to be your cue to start getting a little bit more independent, to be able to go to your friends' houses by yourselves. Next, we're going to talk about some of the places that you go for walks. So someone raise your hand and tell me one place that you either have gone for a walk or somewhere you would like to go for a walk. Right here?
The park.
The park. Do you have a particular park that you go to?
Humboldt Park.
I asked which park, because it's really important that we know the specific names of the places that we're going. If you want to go somewhere, you have to tell your parents, hey, I'm going over to Lincoln Park. I'm going to Humboldt Park. I'm going to be at this specific part of it, so they know where you're going to be. And we also have to know where we live. We have to know the address and the street. And sometimes we've got multiple places where we stay. Sometimes you're going to stay at your grandparents or at your parents' house. So you need to know all those places if you're going to be trusted to start going places by yourself. So that was really great. Thank you very much for saying park. Another place that you might like to go?
I go to a park.
Do you know which park?
Yeah, Saveland Park.
Saveland Park, excellent.
Me, my friend Opal, and my friend Ella walk to the library every day after school.
You walk to the library? And how close is the library?
It's just
over there.
You just go to the church, then across the street.
So tomorrow on our walk, I'm going to take us over by the library. You're right, that's a really great place to walk after school. And does it cost any money?
No.
It's free.
Unless you get a fine.
But you're so close to school, it's not hard to return books. The street that it crosses, Kinnickinnick, is a really busy street, especially in the morning and after school. It's called rush hour, when there's lots of cars on the street. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that when we're out on the street tomorrow, pointing out how busy that street is. Because it could be a dangerous crossing. But there is a traffic light there, so that helps. So we've got the library, we've got some parks. Where else could we go over here?
I go to a park called Manitoba Park and a different park by my grandma's house that I don't know the name of, and a different park by my other grandma's house that I don't know the name of either.
Do you ever walk to your grandma's house? Or from your grandma's house?
From my grandma's.
All right. Over here?
From home, sometimes, not usually anymore. I used to walk to the library really close to the lower campus.
Oh, excellent.
I went to that library the other day.
So there's two libraries in the area that we could walk to. That's great. In the back there. To the basketball court. I like that. And walking is a really great warm-up exercise. So if you're walking to soccer practice or something, your muscles are already going to be a little bit looser by the time you get there.
And running.
When I'm almost every single day, I walk my dog with my mom and my bearded dragon.
You walk your bearded dragon?
And my dog.
That's a sight to behold. I think if I was riding my bike by that, I would stop to look at that.
I'm gonna ask mom about that. I'm gonna see her.
Well, when we're walking down the alley, sometimes mom puts Rosie on Lacey.
Ooh, what was that thing that you were walking down? You just mentioned it.
The street?
Began with an A.
I mean the
alley. The alley. Alleys are some place that we are gonna cross and practice. There's cars leave alleys in the morning. What else are cars leaving?
Parking lots.
Parking
lots.
Garages. Garages. These are places where in the morning, where it's almost getting to be winter time. Is it light out in the morning or is it dark?
It's dark.
And
dark-ish.
As first, second, third graders, what's bigger, cars or us? So do you think people backing out of alleys and driveways will necessarily see someone that's small in the dark?
No.
Nope. So we have to take extra caution at those points.
And you might be smaller than, like, you might be under the window, so they may not even be able to see you even though if it's light out.
Right. Even if it's light out, they may not be able to see you just based upon our size. So we have to be extra cautious, look, make these decisions for ourselves.
Look both ways.
Look both ways. The key to being in that time of day, to being seen, is to be visible. What does visible mean? Someone I haven't heard from. Right here.
That you can see them.
It means that you can see them. So visible. I see some people dressed in colors that are very visible. You're wearing bright orange. You're wearing neon orange in the back, that neon green. Those are all colors that I want to wear when I'm going for a walk because people driving are going to see me. I'm visible. Another thing that can happen is we're not always predictable when we're walking. If I'm walking up, should I just dart out into the street?
No.
No, I always have to stop at the curb. So, can someone explain to me what a curb is? Right here.
It's something that goes up a little.
Something that's raised, very good.
Yeah.
A little bit, the sidewalk is raised a little bit. Would you want to step into the street right away, or would you want to stop at the curb?
Stop at the curb.
All right, so on the count of three, in our quietest voices possible, we're gonna say, always stop at the curb. One, two, three. Always stop at the curb. Excellent. So that is going to be predictable, meaning cars can guess that we're going to stop at the curb. Another thing to be predictable is to look the drivers in the eyes. So everybody, look at the person next to you right in the eyes. And now put up your hand. That's what I want to know. Everybody, look at me. And put up your hand. Everybody, look at Miss Winkleback and put up your hand. When I'm crossing the street, I walk with a purpose, which means I'm not running. What could happen if I run? I could fall. I could get hit by a car because I'm not being predictable. And if I trip, I'm going to be in the middle of the street. But if I walk with a purpose, which means, is this walking with a purpose?
No.
That's too slow. Walking with a purpose is like this. I'm walking. And am I looking at one point or am I looking everywhere? I have to keep looking as I cross the street. That's going to be key to making myself safe.
And why did you bring coffee to school?
Because you're a man? Because I was riding my bike this morning and I'm tired.
How do you avoid your coffee with the bike?
I purchased it nearby, so I walked my coffee. But I've got cup holders. Let's move on to our next activity. We are going to have to find seats on the edge of the carpet. So there's two parts of rush hour. There's school rush hour in Milwaukee, when school gets out, a lot of parents are coming to pick kids up. And then shortly after that, there's another big traffic when people around 5 o'clock are getting off of work. So that's a time when a lot of you might be playing. So now we are going to move into using our imaginations, getting ourselves ready to go for a walk tomorrow. But before we go for a walk, you're going to have to demonstrate to me that you know all of the pieces of the road, because we are going to go on a traffic sign hunt, kind of a treasure hunt around school where we're walking and looking for all of the different signs. All right. What sign did I put down there?
Stop sign.
Stop sign. Just because it says stop, does that mean all cars are going to stop for you?
No.
No, it doesn't. They're supposed to. If there's a crosswalk, cars are supposed to yield to you, which means to stop and let someone else go first. But we still have to look for ourselves. So on the count of three, in our quietest voices, we're going to say, always look for yourself. One, two, three. Always look for yourself. Excellent. And I, where I'm gonna call on people who aren't speaking out of turn. My next sign rhymes with field. It is yield. Someone raise your hand and tell me what you think that sign means.
Stop.
It does mean stop. If there's any, it's very similar to a stop sign. It means slow down and stop if anybody else is present. One way I like to think of this is if you're lining up in the classroom and we're arguing over who gets to go first, we can stop and let someone else go first. And tomorrow we're gonna practice yielding to some cars in the street. Who wins in a crash, a human body or a car?
A car.
A car. So unfortunately, even though we have the right of way that we're supposed to go first, there's going to be times when you want to yield to the cars. So everybody raise your arm. Raise your right arm. Now brush it in front of you like this. That's how I tell someone that I want them to go first. We'll practice that outside a little bit again tomorrow. So that is our yield sign. All right. The walk sign, bright yellow signs with five sides and symbols of pedestrians. That's our pedestrian sign. Raise your hand if you've seen one of those. I went for a walk around school for lunch. I counted six of these signs. You've got a lot of great places to cross tomorrow. So we're gonna point some of those out for you. The reason that those are safer places is because cars can't park right next to them. They're usually a little bit more visible. They're marked. Cars know that there's going to be young people crossing them. So if you see that sign, you know that's going to be a safer spot for you to cross. Not too many of these in Bayview, but there are in lots of other parts of the city.
Like when you go like the road on the highway.
You want to read the sign? What's it say?
One way.
One way. And who's supposed to be going one way?
Yeah, the cars.
The cars are supposed to be going one way. So imagine I'm going up to a crosswalk. I stopped at the curb. I'm looking left because that's the way traffic's coming. Should I still look the other direction?
Yeah.
Yep. Sometimes cars don't obey the law, so we have to look left, right, left, behind us, in front of us, all the directions, even when it's a one-way street. Well, when I'm walking with a purpose, once I determine it's safe, I keep on looking all the directions. And in Bayview, some of the intersections have 3-4 streets, and there's weird angles. So potentially, you do have to look diagonally down the road. All right. Someone raise your hand. Tell me what this is.
Stoplight.
Stoplight. There's another name for it as well that begins with a T. Traffic light. Altogether, red means?
Stop.
Green means?
Go.
Just because it says go, does that mean the cars just get to put their pedal on the gas and accelerate right away?
No.
What do they need to do first?
Look.
They need to make sure that it's safe themselves. So they're looking left, right, and your parents, when they're driving you, they're looking in their mirrors. They're looking all of the directions while they're driving. We need to practice that when we're walking as well. Yellow means?
Slow down.
Yellow means slow down and?
The red light's coming.
Stop.
And stop. It means the red light's coming, so we have to stop. What do cars usually do when there's a yellow light? Not usually, but often.
Go.
Oftentimes, cars will go faster when there's a yellow light. So as a person walking, as a pedestrian, I like to be extra cautious when I see yellow lights because I see people going zoom right through them sometimes.
They go so they don't get caught at the red light.
So this tells cars what to do. How do you know what to do if you are walking by a traffic light? If you're going to the library on Kinnikinnick, there is a traffic light, but this doesn't tell us when to go. Will you describe?
There's a little person in the thing.
There's another signal. And what color is the person?
White.
It's white, and sometimes it goes, no, 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 no. Walk sign is on. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
Why does it talk to you? Someone raise your hand.
So you know you can go.
So it does help everybody, but there's a specific group of people.
But if you're blind and you'll hear the sign or need to go.
Excellent. If you're blind, you can't see that that the light turned into a white pedestrian telling you that it's safe to go. You have to be able to hear it. So that's another way.
But if you're deaf and blind.
If you are deaf and blind, there are things on the street called tactile bumps. They're like little bumps on the curb cuts, and those are going to help point you in the direction.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So we've got the, and how does it tell you when to not go?
It's a hand.
Just because it tells you to go, should you go?
No.
No, who has to make the decision when it's safe?
You.
You do. We always look for ourselves. So the first rule, we always stop at the
curb.
So again, we always stop at the
curb.
And we always look for our
stop.
Very good. All right, everybody put two arms up in the air. And cross them. Oh, sorry. Put your arms back up in the air. Imagine their streets. Now cross them. Where two streets cross is an intersection. So I have here an intersection that has lots of pieces. Stay seated. We are going to put together all of the pieces of this streetscape here. So stay where you're seated so everybody can see. And someone raise your hand and tell me one thing that you see. You see the intersection. So you see two streets coming four directions. Someone I haven't heard from there.
A car.
You see a car. There's a car in the street.
I see grass.
There's grass. That's a really important thing. We'll bring that up at the end again. Right there? Ooh, the yellow markers. They're dividing the road so cars know which direction they're supposed to go. The street itself. What about this piece?
Sidewalk.
The sidewalk. Should I be walking in the road or on the sidewalk? On the sidewalk. We live in a city, so we have sidewalks. We need to be using them and not walking in the middle of the street. What is the white thing between the sidewalk and the street?
Curb.
That's the curb. Very good. All right. I am going to need some volunteers to help me complete the street. And if you don't get a time to participate right now, there'll be more opportunities to participate tomorrow. First, we've got sidewalks. The corner is right here. So you're gonna place it on our street where we have a missing sidewalk. Ooh, excellent, well placed. Those are the two most challenging pieces. What else is missing now? Do we have all of our curbs?
No.
The street.
And the curb is between what two pieces?
Sidewalk.
Sidewalk and the
street.
Excellent. Excellent.
Put the roads in the wrong place.
The sidewalks.
Really, it needs to be moved over a little.
Really, just pull it off and redo it. I'm just gonna redo this.
Should I cross the street in the middle of the street or at the corner?
At the corner.
I should always cross the street at the corner. That's part about being visible and predictable. If I'm at the corner, you can see me. Now, the next piece here connects one corner to the next corner. What is it called?
A crosswalk.
Think of it like it's the crosswalk. It's an extension of the sidewalk across the street.
Me?
Yeah. I'm calling on people who are sitting mindfully.
I just got it.
Oh, you got one. Thank you for being honest there.
Yay.
Excellent. We have our sidewalks, we have our curbs, we have our crosswalks. Crosswalks are sometimes painted, sometimes they're not. When we go for our walk tomorrow, we'll see several different types of crosswalks. The most important thing is that the crosswalk's always gonna be at the corner where there's the curb cut. It's like a ramp that leads you into the street. Always stop there and use that spot. What else are we missing?
The signs.
We're missing the signs.
The signs.
So if you've already answered a question or put something down, put your hands down so other people can participate. Sign there for you. There's only two spots on there, but there's you can make up other places to put them. Excellent. So you've got a stop sign, a yield sign, a pedestrian sign, and a traffic light. Would it be safer to cross at the yield sign or the pedestrian sign?
Pedestrian.
I think the pedestrian sign would probably be safer. There's a really great one on the side of the school here where the crossing is really short and cars couldn't possibly crash into you there if you were looking safely and putting up your hand and making eye contact with them. Where would it be safer to cross? At the stop sign or at a traffic light?
Traffic light,
because it's controlled. And just because it says go, should you just run out right away?
No.
Nope. You have to decide and look for your?
Child.
All right. I need, who pointed out the grass earlier? Will you place this somewhere that is safe to play? We've got a pedestrian here. Excellent. Now, place our person somewhere that wouldn't be safe to play.
No. I know.
There's parts of the sidewalk that might be safe. I wouldn't want to play right on the curb or right on the corner. If a car is speeding and it crashes, they often crash up onto the corner. So I always want to be playing a little bit back. I definitely don't want to play in the crosswalk. Someone.
In the middle?
What about to the side here? What about here?
I don't want to play in the street. Would you place this somewhere that's safe to cross?
He's crossing the road.
Crossing here.
Just behind. Excellent. Very good. So tomorrow, we're going to be with Mr. Anthony. We're gonna practice crossing the street. We all learned a lot of vocabulary today. We know to be predictable, invisible. Predictable means that people in cars can guess what you're gonna do. So if I'm dancing like this on the corner, does the person in a car know that I wanna cross the street?
No.
No. What could I do to let them know what I'm that I want to cross the street? Well, voice is off. Voice is off. Will you say what you said louder?
Make eye contact.
Make eye contact, and what should I do with my hand?
Raise it up.
Raise your hand up. Let them know that you're going to be going. Exactly.
Exact thing.
All right. Before we go out tomorrow, we have to practice how we're going to walk inside here today. One of the ways that young people your age get into crashes is because they're out with their friends or they're with an older sibling, and one person determines that they're ready and they start running across, and the other person doesn't look and they just follow. So we are going to line up in pairs in a little bit, and we're going to practice looking left. We always look left first. That's the first direction that cars are coming from. We look right. We look left again because cars come quickly. We have to look behind us because cars can come around corners. We have to look in front of us, especially in Bayview where there's some of these roads that are crossing at angles. Cars can be coming from every direction. So we look left, right, left, behind us, in front of us. And then we have to check in with our partner and say, hey, are you ready? And if they're ready, then you walk with a purpose where we're walking quickly and still looking as we walk. So we're gonna line up right over here in pairs, and we're gonna practice walking down to this side. Once you walk down there, you can go and take a seat back in at the carpet, and we'll have a little bit of time left to share.
So pairs means two people messing.
So right behind me, pairs. We are stepping up to the curb. Excellent. Which direction do we look first?
Left.
Left. Then? And left again. Behind you. And? In front of you. Check in with each other. Make sure you're both. All right. If you're ready, keep looking as you walk. Walk with a purpose. Excellent. My next pair, step on up. You just stepped up to the what?
Curb.
Curb. Which direction we look first? Then?
Right.
And? Check in with each other.
Yes.
And remember, when we're with adults, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's safe to cross. We still have to look for ourselves. We can also help adults cross the street. So if you see a car, you should call it out. You should say, car left, car ahead.
Are you ready to cross?
Yeah.
Step on up. Where are you stopping? Which direction we look first? And behind you, in front of you. Check in with each other. And keep looking as you cross. Keep looking. Left, right, left. Where did you stop?
Here.
At the?
Curb.
Excellent. Look left, right, left. Behind you, in front of you.
Yeah.
Excellent. Keep looking as you. Keep looking as you. Yep. Hello. Where did you just stop? At the
curb.
You ready?
Yeah.
Hold up.
Do you need to go sit at the table too?
Skip some steps. You have to look left, right, left, behind you, and in front of you. Now you check in.
Ready?
Yeah.
Step on up to the
curb.
We look.
Cross the
say them out loud.
Left.
Front.
Ready?
Excellent. Step on up. You look.
You guys don't understand.
Left. Back.
Front.
And in front. All right. And remember, you only cross if your partner is ready. Where did we just step up to?
Oh no, it's a car.
Curb.
The curb. All right, which direction do we look first? All right. We just stepped up to the
curb.
And say them out loud, which direction do we look first? Excellent. Where did we just stop?
Curb.
Which direction do we look first?
Left.
Right.
Backwards.
Wait, left.
Right. Again. Backwards. Forwards. Again.
All right, most important
you
step.
Ready?
Yeah.
Yep, make sure that you're all ready.
And I want to demonstrate what would happen if you didn't.
That wouldn't it be funny? I think the theatrics are funny, but. All right, so we're stepping up to the curb. Which direction do you look first?
Left. Right.
Left.
Right. Backwards.
Yay.
Forwards.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, you cross in with me. You talk me through this. What should I do? Where should I stop?
At the curb.
At the curb. Which direction do I look first?
Left.
And then?
Right.
And then?
Left.
And?
Backwards.
And?
Forwards.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's walk with a purpose. Excellent. We did superb class. I'm really excited to go for a walk with you tomorrow. We now have an opportunity to share a couple stories before we go for the day. I want to just hear a little bit from you.